WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Former Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio faces decades behind bars today for his role on January 6. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Tarrio wasn't at the Capitol January 6th, having been banned from Washington, D.C. while facing a previous criminal charge. The prosecutors argue he helped orchestrate, organize, and privately claim credit for the assault on the Capitol.
In Texas, an impeachment trial is underway against longtime Attorney General Ken Paxton, who faces accusations of corruption and misconduct. CBS's Janet Shamlian.
Paxton has denied any wrongdoing. In court filings, this attorney arguing they have no evidence to support any articles of impeachment.
Just so we're clear, the allegations are untrue. They are false.
Attorneys for convicted killer Alex Murdaugh want him to get a new trial. Attorney James Griffin claims a court clerk misled jurors.
It was a direction on how you should receive Alex Murdaugh's testimony. You should look at him. Don't be fooled by him. That subject matter is absolutely material. That's the core of our defense. And that is something that we had no chance to defend against.
Murdaugh was convicted back in March for killing his wife and son. An escaped inmate keeps dodging authorities in Pennsylvania. KYW-TV reporter Joe Holden is there.
The density of the woods, the overgrowth, the trees are still with full leaves. So sources in federal law enforcement tell me that they are up against the challenge here.
Investigators haven't said how Danilo Cavalcante escaped, but they warn he is dangerous. A nationwide ground stop has been lifted now for United Airlines. The FAA says it was experiencing an equipment outage that prevented crews from contacting airline dispatchers. About 300 flights were affected. A story of survival and hope in Hawaii.
Thousands of leaves on a 150-year-old banyan tree in Lahaina, Hawaii were scorched during last month's wildfire, but its trunks survived. Volunteers like Chris Amante tell MauiNow.com they're doing all they can to save it.
We've been hitting the tree with tons of water. We put about 600 gallons of compost tea down. We did root samples last week, and we had very good news as far as new life in the roots.
The tree covers an entire half block and has been the prop for many wedding and honeymoon photos. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Cheeseburger in paradise.
Jimmy Buffett's sister reveals she was diagnosed with cancer around the same time, about 4 years ago, when he was diagnosed, and is heartbroken that her brother didn't survive. Buffett died of skin cancer Friday at 76. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There was an encouraging message about the new school year this morning at the Maryland Avenue Montessori School in Milwaukee. Governor Tony Evers appeared alongside Milwaukee Public Schools Superintendent Keith Posley.
Let us continue to collaborate to ensure that all students in the Milwaukee Public Schools demonstrate academic gains and high academic achievement.
Due to the high temperatures, MPS shortened classes on the first day. Bus problems are expected to continue in Waukesha and other communities. The first day of school for kids riding certain routes had disruptions due to problems finding bus drivers. If movies ever do get made again, you won't be able to see them at three area theaters. Marcus Theaters will be closing Southgate Cinema in Milwaukee today, while the Showtime Cinema in Franklin and the Saukville Cinema will cease operations September 17th. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Experience Nightlights September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org. The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And there is an issue that is raising its ugly head, even worse than it did when we talked about it in the recent past. That is, the gerrymandered Republican legislature in Wisconsin is proceeding with plans to, quote, impeach, end quote, Janet Protasiewicz, and, quote, remove, end quote, Megan Wolf as executive director of the Wisconsin Election Commission. Now, let me consider those separately and be very, very alert to this. Be very alert. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. It's already in Wisconsin. We have a gerrymandered legislature. Gerrymander is a fascist tactic. Remember something, in 2018, the Democrats got 54% of the vote for state legislature statewide. But the Republicans have now 2/3 of the Senate seat. They have a veto-proof majority in the Senate, 22-11. And in the, actually, it may even now going up to 23-10. And in the Assembly, they're 2 votes short of 2/3, even though they got 46% of the vote. That's fake democracy. That's the commie appearance of democracy. Something that you would see in Russia. That's a common tactic in fascist cultures. Now, using this supermajority, here's what they intend to do. They are going to impeach, and they're really proceeding on this, Janet Protasiewicz, who won by 10.5 points. It was about 55.5 to 43.5 over Kelly back in April. They're going to impeach her. Their purpose is not to actually go through with the conviction. Their purpose is to just, quote, impeach. And then they will take the position that's because they impeached her, quote, momentarily, end quote, she has to step down from the court and can't vote. Then, of course, it'll go to the Senate, and the Senate will have to vote to, quote, convict, end quote. They probably don't have, because it takes 2/3, and even though they have it, there's 1 or 2 senators who would lose their seats if they voted to convict her. They'll sit on it. Remember, they sat on the Fred Pren replacement for a couple of years. There's nothing in the law that says when they have to go ahead and vote on conviction. There's one fly in the ointment that they're not taking into account. And please consider this and make sure that you push this very forcefully to impeach her. And they have two votes short of two-thirds, and they only need a majority. They could cut 10, 15 legislators loose who could pretend to, quote, vote their conscience, end quote, and say, no, I didn't vote to impeach her, but 51 Republicans still will. And the 15 or so that won't, they'll say when they go back, and they have slightly more competitive districts, so they're not really competitive, they'll say, well, listen, I tried to stop it. This is the fake stuff that's going on. But under the statute, you cannot impeach someone unless they committed a crime or the corrupt action while in office. One of the two. That's it. Janet Protasiewicz has committed no crime. And Janet Protasiewicz hasn't done anything in office. I mean, she hasn't done anything corrupt in office. She hasn't done anything in office. She's only been in office about a month. What they want, of course, is to get her off the case on redistricting. And they understand, even though they won't concede it, that there's a Supreme Court case going back 6 years in 2017, where then the Republican majority said that the other justices can't keep any justice off, tell them that they have to recuse themselves. That's a personal decision. So they are hoist by their own petard. They have to obey that. But they're simply going to say we impeach her, even though it's illegal. Now, what do we do with all that? And I see the lines are lighting up. We're going to go to the lines. Well, first of all, if they do that, Janet Protasiewicz should not step down. And they have to enforce her stepping down somehow. How do they do that? They have to go to court. If they go to court, the Supreme Court should take original jurisdiction of it. And 4-3, and I hope 5-2, I hope Brian Hagedorn stands tall. But at least 4-3, and Janet Protasiewicz should vote in it, because under the 2017 decision, she is the sole arbiter of whether she has to recuse herself, and of course she doesn't. And they have got to say, the Supreme Court has got to say, they have got to say that this is an illegal, unconstitutional impeachment, because Janet Protasiewicz has committed no crime, and Janet Protasiewicz has done nothing corrupt. She's never done anything corrupt in her whole life, and certainly she's never done anything corrupt in 4 weeks when she's not done anything at all other than acclimate herself to her new position and read the briefs for the upcoming fall hearings. Then what happens? The day that the rigged map case comes in front of the Supreme Court, she walks onto the bench along with the other six. And what does the legislature do? If they go to federal court, first of all, federal court has no jurisdiction. And secondly, the U.S. Supreme Court said that they will not interfere with these kinds of state matters on gerrymandering on maps. Now, they could try to harness some police officers who are sympathetic to them to go in and, quote, arrest her, end quote. Then what can happen and should happen is that we harness police officers who respect the Constitution to oppose them. This is very unseemly. This is wrong, very, very wrong. In extreme cases, this is what occurred in France in the 1790s. The French judges were in the hip pockets of the monarchy, and they would say certain things that were lawful or not. And finally, people got tired of it. They stormed the Bastille, got rid of the political prisoners out of the Bastille. When I say got rid of them, they freed them. And they end up beheading the mayor of Paris, the king, and the queen. I don't want that to happen. I don't want that to happen. In the Civil War, you had Southern judges and others who would do certain things. And at some point, some of them gave orders to Abraham Lincoln, and then they fired on Fort Sumter. I don't know if they hadn't fired on Fort Sumter, if he would have had the political backing to do anything. We do not want that. I want a message to the Republican gerrymandered legislature loud and clear. What you're doing is unconstitutional, and Janet Protasiewicz and the other judges will say so, and keep your mitts off the Supreme Court. We're going to the lines in order. Jack of Merrimack, my friend, you're first. What's on your mind today, Jack?
Exactly what you've been talking about. These arrogant Republican legislators that we've had, they've been in power for so many years, they think they can do any darn thing they want and there will be no consequences. No consequences legally because they had control of the courts, no consequences politically because they are so gerrymandered in that you can't get them out. Their gerrymandering even got worse the last voting session, and I don't know that there's anything that can stop them from doing this. I do not have faith that our Supreme Court will vote to keep Protasiewicz on the court and being able to vote. And I do not have faith that when they take this to federal court, which I am absolutely certain the Republicans will, spending more of our state money, by the way, more of our taxpayers' money on this again. I do not have faith in our federal courts, and I certainly don't trust the six venomous snakes that are running the federal Supreme Court not to interfere in this sort of thing. So I think we're in a very, very dangerous and unstable situation here, and I don't know as there's anything the average citizen can do about it. That, I mean, you know, we can call our legislators. That's going to do any good because they don't care. There's no consequence politically. I don't know how we can keep them from doing this. I wish, you know, I agree with your ideas as to legally how this could be kept from happening. I don't have a lot of faith that it will be.
Excellent call, Jack. I am going to respond to that, but I want to hit some of the more people on the lines before they go break, and then I'll respond. Next one up is Bob of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Bob?
Well, I'm checking into the age issue again, and it turns out Trump has 10 years of life expectancy.
Okay, Joe Bob, hold on, Bob. Bob, that's off topic. Yeah, that doesn't mean that's a bad thing. Please stay on the line, and we'll get to you right after we exhaust this topic. But thank you. I love your calls. Just hang on or call back, and we will get to that. Thanks a lot. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, apparently there must have been word of this Republican plan back in February of 2023. That's before any of the elections at all for the judge. But apparently the Legislative Reference Bureau sent a memo to Minority Leader Melissa Agard on the impeachment process. So apparently she was asking about this before the election had even taken place. So this is just a conspiracy on the part of the Republicans to commit a violation of the public trust. I mean, to get rid of, you know, that they had this in their plan book all along. You know, no matter who would have got elected, if it would have been anybody supportive of the Democrat, you know, of a more progressive Supreme Court, they've been going after them, apparently, is what I read into this. And these Republicans should be challenged about this wherever they go. But do these guys want us to go back to the days when old failed republics, you know, died and that our leaders had to have tasters to taste their food to make sure it wasn't poisoned before they ate it?
Well, that's very good. Yeah. I mean, let me say this before we're going to break pretty quick. Bob, you hang on. I'll get you right after the break. I have more faith in the Supreme Court, and that's I know these three Supreme Court. I know Janet, I know Rebecca Dallet, I know Ann Walsh Bradley and Jill Karofsky. They're plenty tough. They're plenty tough. And Janet, you walk right onto that bench. You walk right onto that bench. This is an elite. You know, the Supreme Court can say that an impeachment is unconstitutional. Do it this time. We're going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Midnight Rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And it's the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy.
Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy tonight with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 69. Winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 81. Overcast skies. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 58. Cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 86 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Lines are stacked up. I'm getting to you in order. Do not hang up. Do not get impatient. I will get to you in order, starting with Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Joe. What's in your mind today?
Thank you for the rundown, Matt. It's very, very helpful. And I'm going to just give a little shortened version of it because I think repetition is an important thing. The Republicans are acting like they're going to go ahead and impeach, quote, Ms. Protasiewicz, but our Constitution, our state Constitution, says that Supreme Court justices cannot be impeached unless there is evidence of crime or corruption, right? Unlike the federal courts.
Correct.
Where,
correct.
Very different than the federal courts. And then so what we're saying is that, okay, go ahead and impeach her, but if there is no evidence, legal matters will start piling up real quickly as people point out there's no evidence of crime or corruption, so you can't do it, state legislature. And for Janet Protasiewicz, just don't step down and instead say there is original jurisdiction, there are four liberals on the Supreme Court, they have been voted in by the populace, and this is what the people want. And in addition, you cited another situation, which is, I can't remember if it was 2016 or 2017, where there was a decision that the sole arbiter of whether a Supreme Court justice recuses himself or not is that individual Supreme Court justice. So where we are is that there's no evidence of crime or corruption. She has the decision about whether she recuses herself or not. So the question was then, as you move through this, it was the federal courts would have no jurisdiction on this state issue. Our national Supreme Court has said that they're not going to interfere with issues that are related to gerrymandering. You indicated that, all right, well, maybe if they can get a sympathetic cops of some sort, they can arrest her. My question at that point, Matt, would be, under what? What legal jurisdiction would those cops go to arrest Janet Protasiewicz? To me, it seems like you're heading toward kidnapping. I mean, they have, you know, if you're a cop, you have to have some sort of reason. Well, wouldn't you have to have some sort of reason to arrest somebody?
Right. Right. Well, excellent synopsis. Let me just respond to it pretty quickly. The people that stormed the January 6th didn't have any basis for doing it either, and some of them were cops. Now, my cousin was a cop. My great uncle is a cop. 99% of all cops are wonderful people with a tough job. But all I'm saying is, what are the Republicans going to do if Janet Protasiewicz, backed up by Dalit, by Kurofsky, and by Ann Walsh Bradley, says, I've looked at it and I'm not recusing myself, and the 2017 decision was to protect Gableman, believe it or not, who should have recused himself. He got $1 million. He got a big contribution from the manufacturers, million, I think. And then he ended up saying that the excusing them for taxes is okay. All right. Well, sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. Janet Protasiewicz should not step down. She should put on her robe and get on that bench for every case. And all I'm saying is, if they go to federal court, there's no jurisdiction. And then how do they stop her? The only way they can stop her is by force. I do not put it past them. And if they do that, you're right. I mean, normally cops don't go in unless they have a warrant or there's a crime committed in their presence. They can't just do it for the hell of it. And I don't know if they'll get to that, but Voss and his people are essentially a cluster of cancer cells. That's all they are. Be very, very aware of this. And I think we all should let Janet know and let the Supreme Court know we do not want a group. You said, perhaps inadvertently, you said, well, go ahead and impeach her. Well, no. I think what happens is they can't say we impeach her and we'll tell you about the evidence 2 months from now. They can't do that. They can't do that. What they got to say is we are impeaching her and here is the crime she committed or her corruption. They can't do that because there is none. She stays on the bench. Gina Beauclair, my friend, thanks for calling us to mind, Gina.
Oh, wonders never cease with these bunch of frauds and thieves. You know, I mean, seriously, I mean, they need to be locked up themselves. I mean, these are the criminals going after an honest judge. What in the devil does that say about us in our state? I mean, we were already on MSNBC. Somebody was covering it, what they were trying to pull in our state. But, you know, how do we get him? I already called Voss and read him the right act. But anyway, how can we, you know, leave a message for the Supreme Court? Because that's one place I've never, you know, ever contacted for any reason to give support to our justices. Is there
well, here's what I, Gene, here's what I would do. Gene, call Josh Call's office and call Evers' office and tell them hold a press conference and say that this thing about impeachment is bogus, it's wrong. Act like Fighting Bob La Follette. Act like Bill Proxmire. Act like Pat Lucey and get in their face. And let's get the big guns in the Democratic Party as well as the radio stations standing up to him. I really appreciate the call. Thanks a lot. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, you're next. And then there's others on the line. Do not hang up. What's in your mind, eh, Bill?
Well, Robin, he's got to figure something out besides popcorn. You're going to try and pull this off. I think we got to countersue him with all charges, you know, going against him when the thing falls apart. So in other words, they're going to pay damages. And we should run an audit on the time it's taking for this, the amount of time he's wasting of our valuable taxpayers' dollars. And let's just say that's not enough. All right, let's start with his buddy Ron. And Ron, your Hubbard is going to be charged with, you know, the Article 14th Amendment, Section 3. You can't participate in elections. You're done. You're finished. You're done. So is Voss. Our problem is we don't have the backbone those guys have. You know, I don't know if you watched the Wisconsin game. Again, Wisconsin's got some great running backs. I used to teach that. And as a running back, you don't avoid your opponent. You roll them over. You run them over. You come at them face down, and you hit them with everything you got. Well, those boys did it this weekend. I saw it a couple of times. I wish our Democrats, we had some football players in there. Just run that route. Come right at them. Lower the boot. Put them on their back. I'm sick and tired of playing yes man and pansy to these guys. They only understand one thing, putting their butts in jail, charging them with real criminal content. They do wake up. You know, he stops worrying about the popcorn machine and he might go to work. He's worth a grand total of
Bob,
a few minutes.
I appreciate every one of your calls. We got to go to break. I see others on the line. I know who you are. I'm going to get you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Former Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio faces decades in prison today for planning the insurrection. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Arguing he deserves 33 years in prison, prosecutors say Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio was a charismatic, savvy propagandist who had influence over countless subordinates.
Attorneys for convicted killer Alex Murdaugh want a new trial.
What we had filed today, supported by sworn testimony of jurors, is that the clerk of court had improper private communications with the jurors.
That's attorney James Griffin. Murdaugh serving two life terms right now for killing his wife and son. Authorities are asking people to keep an eye out for an escaped convict in Pennsylvania. State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens.
We're also asking residents and businesses anywhere in or near this area to check their home and business security cameras and call us with anything suspicious that they might observe.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
With the news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A hopeful message for a new school year was part of the statements this morning from Milwaukee Public Schools Superintendent Keith Posley.
As we embark on another school year, I want us to be reminded of the potential within each student, within each classroom, and within all of the Milwaukee Public Schools.
The super was standing next to Governor Tony Evers and other leaders at the Maryland Avenue Montessori School this morning. MPS cut classes short today on the first day due to the heat. The Milwaukee County Zoo is seeking $22 million from the county's new budget for a rhino renovation. The zoo will contribute around $6 million, with the remaining funds expected to be covered by the county. Lake Michigan beaches in the northern part of the listening area have an advisory. Beaches in Sheboygan and Ozaukee counties are under a beach hazard statement through tomorrow morning. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Imagine wearing a shirt that's either too big or too small. That just doesn't feel right. And when it comes to your Medicare coverage plan, Smart Medicare Solutions understands that one size does not fit all. Your plan should be meticulously tailored to meet your specific needs. With a wide range of insurance providers to choose from, Smart Medicare Solutions can help find your perfect Medicare fit. Get clear, objective advice by logging on smartmedicaresolutions.com. Smart Medicare Solutions, guiding you through Medicare with generations of expertise.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We go right to the lines. Bob, thank you for your patience. Bob of Madison, my friend, what's on your mind today?
Okay, the age issue, Trump versus Biden. There's a three-year difference, right? Well,
right.
It is, without adjustments, it is 7 years for Biden and 10 years for Trump is the life expectancy. But it's really the other way around, because Trump is obese, body mass index of 32, and that's 3 years off. So he's actually only got 7 years left. And Biden has 10.65 years left because of his physical fitness. His physical fitness is worth 3.65 years for Biden. So actually, it's more like 10-7 the other way in favor of Biden.
Well, that's a terrific call. And let me comment a couple of things, because you raise a very important issue. First of all, Biden is 80 and Trump is 77. Okay, we're not talking. Trump's no spring chicken. Okay, he's not in his salad days. The second thing is, you're absolutely right about physical condition. When he came out and he said, I weighed 215 pounds, you know, when he went into jail. First of all, what I'm told is they don't actually weigh these guys. They frequently look at their driver's license or they take a good look at them. And remember, a guy gets on with his shoes and all that, and that's heavier. There's no way this guy's 215 pounds, right? I mean, let me be blunt. Guy sent me, it was very interesting. It was a picture of Muhammad Ali. He was called Cassius Clay at the time in the mid-60s. He fought Sonny Liston. And, you know, I remember him from my generation. Probably the greatest boxer in my view. Certainly a showman, but a marvelous boxer and a good guy. 215 pounds. He was 215. He was 215 pounds. And he was really fit. There is no way that if you put Trump next to Muhammad Ali, that they would look like they weigh the same. I mean, Trump weighs a lot more than that. Okay, I don't care. I mean, you know, I don't care normally, but you, what you said is very, very true. He is not just technically obese, and you do lose some points for that in life expectancy. Secondly, he has, you say, seven years. Okay, that puts them till 84. Biden has 10 years. That puts him to 90, and that's reasonable. One thing that nobody takes into account is your life expectancy increases the longer you live. Sounds like a paradox. Your life expectancy increases the longer you live. Biden made it to 80, so he has a life expectancy, goes well into his 80s to 90. Trump made it to 77. He's not a healthy looking thing, not at all healthy looking thing. And quite frankly, I think he's crazy, and he has... he's a sadomasochist. That's how he was described, and it had his head shrunk by a bunch of psychiatrists. But they were doing it remotely. They didn't talk to him directly, so okay. But the point is, he does not look healthy. He does not sound healthy. And 7 years might be generous. Might be generous. There are not a lot of guys that look like him that get into their late 80s. So frankly, health-wise, I go with Biden. And frankly, mental acuity, I go with Biden. Biden stuttered as a kid. He does what he can to handle it, but he's going to India and Vietnam on Thursday. You kidding me? He went to Ukraine. The Ruskies were told about it just before he landed. And they basically were told, if you bomb where he is, we will nuke you. I mean, I don't want to put it in the vernacular, but that's basically what they were told. And they were good boys for a change. We're going to the lines. Tom of West Allis, my friend. Thanks for calling us on Monday. Tom of West Allis.
Hey, good afternoon. Two things. One, if something happened to Trump, I'm sure the Democrats in the deep state would all be convinced that, or they would be all convinced that we killed him, because he will live forever. The other thing is, have you heard of this? These police sheriffs across the country now are taking classes because they believe that if they don't agree with the law, therefore they don't have to enforce it. And that there are classes that they're taking that are tax funded. And so when you were talking about a couple of sympathetic police officers, I was just thinking about that, like, wow, that wouldn't surprise me now.
Yeah, Tom, that's an excellent call. Let me say two things. I think, first of all, in your opening remarks, you said that the Democrats would think that he had been assassinated. I think you meant the Republicans. I hope nothing happens to Trump, and I hope nothing happens to Biden. We're not looking for that. All I'm saying is that Bob Madison was correct that Trump's physical condition shortens his lifespan actuarially, only actuarially, and Biden's physical condition increases his. The second thing is, I am familiar with what you describe, and let me discuss, and there's a sheriff in this state who belongs to it, and it's the sheriff in Racine County. And I forget the exact name, it's something like the Constitutional Sheriff's Association. And they meet. They have, and I think their ideology is exactly, or similar, pardon me, to what you describe. And that is, they are looking to whether, You know, do we agree with the law? And they won't put it that way. They'll say, do we think the law is constitutional? Well, you know who decides what's constitutional is judges, not sheriffs. But there is a concern there. I do not ultimately believe that it will get to that. I repeat that 99% of police officers, sheriffs, anybody in law enforcement, I know a lot of them, they're very, very good people. They risk their lives. My cousin was a police officer. My great uncle was a police officer and was career. And I have the highest respect for him. There are, as in any profession, a very 1-2% whatever who you got to, frankly, you got to be careful about. And what you were describing is exactly correct. And all I am saying is, what is the end game for the Republicans, Voss? If Janet Protasiewicz, she's a free person, as Joe Madison said, that to interfere with her personally, her person would be a kidnapping. It would be an assault. It would be in a battery. It would be a felony and without a warrant. And they're not going to get a warrant. She walks onto the bench, puts on her black robe as a justice. So do Rebecca Dallet. So do Jill Karofsky and so do Ann Walsh Bradley. And I'm hoping Brian Hagedorn. I mean, Brian Hagedorn is a very good guy. There are a lot of things he stands for that differ from what I stand for. Okay. But he stood tall and he certified Biden and the other three Republicans would not. Now, in this particular case, four of the seven justices, and I hope with Brian Hagedorn, five of the seven justices, will say it's up to Janet Protasiewicz under the 2017 decision whether or not she recuses herself. Justice Protasiewicz has advised that she does not recuse herself. Court is now in session. Now, what do they do? What does Voss do? Seriously, what does he do? Bill Oconomowoc said that he has no faith in the six tarantulas, neither do I. But the six tarantulas on the Supreme Court are in a box because no federal judge in this state, not a single one, will say that Janet Protasiewicz, just because this gerrymandered Republican legislature, quote, impeached her, end quote, and said, we'll give you the evidence a couple of months from now, and then the Senate a couple of years from now will take it up, is going to say that that's constitutional. So I do not think the six tarantulas will be able to, in my judgment, the six tarantulas can suddenly say, all right, we ducked state redistricting on political grounds before, but we'll step in now. I think at some point that's a bridge too far. So what happens? She walks onto the bench and she has the support of a majority of the Supreme Court, maybe a very considerable majority, five of the seven, at least four of the seven. How do you interfere with her person? How do you arrest, by the way, is a term of art at common law, quote, arrest, end quote. If you arrest someone, you stop their movement. You seize them. Who seizes her without committing a felony? Who seizes her without committing a felony? I do not think that the sheriffs that we've described in this group right now have the gravitas or they have the support to do it. She then issues a decision on fair maps. And it's whatever it is. I don't know what her decision is going to be. I don't know what all the decision is going to be. Say they appoint a special master. Special master will be a statistician, political scientist from Madison, Marquette, you know, somewhere. I don't know where they're going to be from. Maybe UWM. And they come up with a proposal. The judges then say yay or nay. They bless it or don't bless it, and it goes into effect. At that point, what does Voss do? Does he go back to court to try to stop what they just ordered? I don't think so. Does he go to federal court? Federal court already said they don't have jurisdiction. You see what I mean? I think Voss runs out of ammunition unless he can interfere with her person. And I think, look, some of these yahoos they were set to kidnap the governor of Michigan, Whitmer. They had a cabin in northern Wisconsin. You know, we think we're so holy. That plot was discussed just north of Dane County in Wisconsin. There were Wisconsin people that were in on it, and if she was going to be taken to a cabin in northern Wisconsin. At some point, those of you out there who are Republicans, do you hear what I'm saying? Do you at some point say enough is enough? I'm an American first. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's your mind at Wisco Paul?
good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for your show today. Very informing, as usual. This whole thing with Judge Janet is very troubling. Currently, they have two Supreme Court justices that are election deniers, believe it or not, lost election denier. And when you look back at the Supreme Courts before Janet, you had guys like Gableman and Prosser. They didn't follow any ethics at all in their votes, like for Walker. And the bottom line here is Voss does not want to lose power. They know that it cannot win as many seats in the Assembly or the Senate with fair maths. But I tell you what, you're reaching a point here with this rhetoric. Judge Janet may need protection because that's just the point you've reached with the Republican Party. It's a very sad thing to say because I believe in a two-party system, but that's my two cents today, and I hope cooler heads will prevail, but the bottom line is we elected Judge Janet to do her job. Either way she does it, I'm okay with, but I really did want fair maps. Thanks, Matt.
Well, excellent call. Yeah, and I don't want to overstate and sort of put ideas in people's minds. The U.S. Supreme Court now has intensive security. I do not want to see a point where the Wisconsin Supreme Court needs it. However, I am going to say this, and I've said it before. The Republican Party has interjected violence as a political tactic for the first time since the Civil War. Let me repeat that. The Republican Party has interjected violence and the suggestion of violence in our politics for the first time since the Civil War. Europe's had it for a long time. Asia and Africa live by it. That's all they do. We have been exempt. We've got to stay exempt. My message to the Republican Party is this. You can say all you want on issues. I love having you calling on the show on taxes and immigration. It's all great. We talk about all that stuff. But there has to be a core of Americanism, a core of the Founding Fathers, a core of our Constitution in what you do and say. Enough is enough. The gerrymander that you have imposed on this state is unconstitutional. It's commie government, and your attempts to continue to enforce it through impeachment, through prosecution, through whatever it is you think you're doing, through mandatory recusal, trying to change the law from 2017, it's not going to work. We're not putting up with it. Ultimately, you destroy yourselves. But in the short run, you also destroy your state. We've had enough of it. We've had enough of you. The truth is that when you have a legislature that's functionally two-thirds Republican, two-thirds in the Senate, almost two-thirds in the Assembly, that got, 46% of the vote last time, you're illegitimate. You're no good. We don't want you. That's what we're trying to change, and you do not get to use unconstitutional means to stop us. Going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows level off around 69, southerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow, highs level off around 82, cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night, lows level off around 58, overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 86 degrees.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. At the beginning of the first segment, I talked about what they're trying to do to Janet Protasiewicz, and I also mentioned Megan Wolf. Let me explain that. She's executive director of the Wisconsin Election Commission. Very sterling reputation, very fine reputation, done a great job, very, very fine job. Everybody that's talked about her, both the commissioners and everyone else, says she's doing a superb job. She's honest. She follows the law. Well, what happened was this. Her term ended June 30. The Republicans want to get rid of her because they want to put in a corrupt type, like the Gableman investigation. Remember that cost us $3 million. He pretended to go around the state looking for fraud. There was no fraud. He got himself sued. He brought lawsuits. Cost us $3 million. $3 million. And then they go ahead and they say, all right, we're hiring some more of these very expensive Republican lawyers to represent Voss and the others in trying to ram through the gerrymander through Protasiewicz. That's $2 million more. That's their fake ceiling. That's a total of $5 million. It's going to go up. They dip into the old weasel sack. They just sit there. They don't pass it as an appropriation. They go, oh, it's funny money, mad money. What the hell? $5 million. What the hell? That's what's going on. Now, with Megan Wolf, the Democrats were smart. I'm just reviewing the bidding here on the Wisconsin Election Commission. There are three of them, three Republicans. They didn't vote. Why didn't they vote? Because if they vote, then that's just a recommendation to the state Senate, who will then stick a knife in her. Stick a knife in her. There'll be a scream in the alley, and that's the end of it. Okay, so what do? They don't vote. Well, the three Republicans voted in bad faith, not because they really want her. They know that she'll be knifed by the Senate. But there's a very, very uncomfortable rule of law for the Republicans. It requires a majority of the six, to recommend her to the Senate. And three Republicans is not a majority of six. Four is a majority of six, which is why the three Democrats didn't vote. Now, LeMahieu and these other clowns in the legislature, the Republican legislature, go, oh, well, that's sort of constructively a referral. No, it's not. Look, well, constructively is murder. You know, come on. There are laws and there are laws. So right now, there is no decision by the commission on Megan Wolf. So under the Fred Pren decision, remember Dennis Fred? Dennis Fred. My teeth are glowing in the dark, Dennis Fred. I ate fish from Marathon County. Your county, Fred. Could have eaten fish from any county in the state, and it still is cancer in the water because Dennis Fred was on there doing the dirty work of the Wisconsin manufacturers. Put that aside for a second. But they protected Dennis Fred when they had a Supreme Court that was majority Republican. They said, oh, you just stay on while we take our good time thinking about Evers' replacement recommendation. And then what you do, keep doing the good work, Fred. Make sure that a little more of that cancer gets in that water. Dennis Fred stayed on for 18 months until he did the job. Then he snuck off into the night, retired. And then they go ahead and they put on a vote Evers stick someone in there. A little late. But the Dennis Fred thing can work against them, too. Megan Wolf goes, and so do the Democrats, go, well, I'm still the executive director of the commission. And listen, the clerk in, say, in Janesville and a lot of other places, one of them testifying goes, we need Megan Wolf. We didn't have Megan Wolf, we'd have chaos. They want chaos. Do you understand that? They want chaos. Why do you think around the country poll workers and election commissioners are retiring? They get threats. They get death threats just for being commissioners, commissioners of the election commission, or because they're poll workers. I've known a lot of poll workers, so have you. You go in there. They're usually elderly ladies and gentlemen, wonderful people. They look forward to it socially. Do you think they're corrupt? Do you think yours is corrupt? You know they're not. But they also don't need to be threatened. Somebody's in their 70s, 80s, 60s. They don't need to be threatened. Nobody needs to be threatened. They want chaos because they are corrupt. Corruption wants chaos. So if Megan Wolf goes, they are going to put somebody in without the recommendation of the Wisconsin Election Commission. They can do it on their own. Gerrymandered legislature. They'll do it on their own. And they'll say, look at this fine specimen we have here. We go, well, he looks an awful lot like Gableman. Well, no, he changed his name. He just looks like Gableman. He sounds like Gableman. He believes like Gableman. He takes orders like Gableman. And what's going to happen? They're going to be directives. First of all, there will be chaos. Secondly, he will interfere with the voting by students in particular, especially in Dane County, especially in Milwaukee County, but also in Brown County, Eau Claire County, and other counties. Make it hard. Secondly, he will make it hard for minorities in Milwaukee to vote. Why do I say that? Because the guy, one of the commissioners said, remember in that memo that came out several months ago? We've done our job. You know, minority voting is down in Milwaukee. He was triumphant about it. They want it. They don't have a get out the vote, GOTV program. They have a keep out the vote, KOTV. KOTV is more important to them than GOTV. It runs the gamut of things. But one of them is what kind of ID you can have at the poll, what address you can vote at, a dormitory as opposed to your folks' home up in Hayward or in Platteville or in Janesville. Well, you're not going to go home if you're a student. This is what is happening in Wisconsin. It's happening under your nose. Now, Megan Wolf's case should go to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. I'm very confident, and I think Hagedorn should go along with it, too, because he was one of the voters before. You can't very well vote to say Dennis Fred with the Dennis Fred can stay and not Megan Wolf. That's not right. That's not right. Megan Wolf has got to stay to leave fair maps. And then you have a legislature that, and this is not necessarily a Democratic legislature. It may be a Republican legislature, but it won't be 2-1. And it will be people who have to get votes across the spectrum, and they'll be more reasonable, and they'll be acting in the interests of Wisconsin and the interests of the United States. Fascism creeps in on little crats' feet. It's creeping into Wisconsin, right under our noses. It has crept into Wisconsin through gerrymander and through these attacks on Protasiewicz and Megan Wolf. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great show as always. Great callers as always. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Sign off for today.
But I stand my ground and I won't. Stand my ground, and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.